And thank you very much, Greg. Time for our Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And joining us on the phone, Mary Mackinson Faber, a dairy farmer from Pontiac. Welcome to the Jimmy John's Noon Report.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on today. Let's learn a little bit about Mary Mackinson Faber, your education and your background.
I am, like you mentioned, I am from Pontiac, Illinois. And in addition to my family having a dairy and grain farm here, I work full-time off the farm at Greymont Co-op, where I'm their controller. In addition, my husband, Jesse, who is the ag teacher and FFA advisor at Pontiac Township High School, we have two small children. Our son just turned 2, and our daughter will turn 4 next weekend.
I imagine they love being around a dairy farm.
They do. They love animals, but I do have to admit, my son's favorite animal is a pig. But that's okay.
That's all right. We're still in the agriculture realm here. We're doing okay. Now, on the Mackinson Dairy Farm, tell me a little bit about the family farm, starting with the history of it.
Yes. We are currently, I am a fifth generation to grow up on Mackinson Dairy Farm, and I'm very excited about my children and my nephews to hopefully one day be the sixth generation. Our farm began over 150 years ago, with, you know, just a few acres and cows that my great-grandfather started with. Today, the farm is managed by my dad, Don, my uncle, Roy, and my brother, Matt. We also have two other employees that help out with the day-to-day operations because being a dairy farm is incredibly busy. The cows do not take a day off. They need to be milked and fed 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Regardless, there's no such thing as a snow day or a hot day on a dairy farm.
No, and I had talked to somebody that had never been on a dairy farm, and they expected still somebody sitting on a pail and squeezing and doing it all by hand, but it's not quite that way anymore, is it?
No, it is not. On our dairy farm, technology is a great friend of ours. We milk our cows, and we are in a double six parlor, so we're able to milk 12 cows at one time. The cows are milked twice a day in the morning. About 4 a.m. they get started, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it takes about 2 to 3 hours for that process. In addition, you know, we got to take care of the cows because animal care is our number one priority. Because healthy cows produce great quality milk, which we can turn into even amazing products like ice cream, cheese. I don't know, we can go on the list forever talking about dairy products.
Well, you said ice cream, so I think that pretty much covers it, actually. That's my favorite. It's in your blood, farming a big part of your family. What do you enjoy so much about it?
You know, that is a great question. I look, and what am I so passionate about the dairy industry? It's everything. You know, the cows, they're such amazing animals, and, you know, they're our family. Yes, they are animals, but we take care of them sometimes before us. You know, sometimes they get fed before we do, and, you know, if there's something that happens, we need to take care of them, regardless if it's a holiday. I remember on Christmas morning, us having to wait to open our presents until Dad got done doing chores.
So, and you didn't quite understand that as a little girl. You want to say, let's get the presents now.
And I do need to apologize to my parents for not understanding that. And, you know, sometimes, like my husband and I are experiencing, they get so excited. And with a birthday about 11 days away, it's a pretty exciting time in our house. But in addition to the dairy, we also farm. We grow corn and soybeans. We have about a little over 2,000 acres, and then also grow alfalfa hay for the cows in addition.
It's been a pretty good year, actually. They got the planting in probably a little bit early this year.
They did. Here right in the Pontiac area, we could use a little bit of rain. We got a little bit this morning, but, you know, you hate to complain when it rains.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I want to make sure I have the pronunciation down because I have a little trouble with this one, but the Ayrshire Farms or Ayrshire Cows?
Yeah, the Ayrshire is just one breed of cattle that we have on our farm. In addition, we milk Holsteins. The Holsteins are the black and white cows that probably most consumers would be familiar with. The Ayrshires, it's no different than a different breed of dogs, but they're red and white. And we have a handful of those, and my grandfather purchased those several years ago. We show those. So if you head to the Illinois State Fair, you'd be able to see hopefully a few of our cows down there.
Yeah, so, I'm going to be there, so I look forward to meeting up with you guys down there. And you talked about your grandfather. You know, stories were told at the coffee shop at one time, and now we've moved on to social media. That's how you're sharing your farm story.
Yes. A little over 3 years ago, I started our Facebook page, Mackinson Dairy Farm, just to have a conversation about dairy. You know, as people grow up, they get further removed from agriculture. And the average consumer right now is about three generations removed, so they might not have memories of going to Grandma and Grandpa's farm, that something that I take for granted. So since then, I've been sharing, you know, a glimpse into our dairy farm with consumers on social media. On Facebook, you can find us at Mackinson Dairy Farm. And Mackinson is MackinsonIn. Or we have a website, MackinsonDairy.com, where I also have a blog. And encourage you to check it out. And it's something I do in my free time.
And people can submit questions as well. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I take for granted what questions a consumer might have. And it's not just myself. There are so many producers out there that if somebody ever had a question about their food, I encourage you to go to the source, to ask the producer, and they would be glad to answer that question.
I always think farmers are the best environmentalists and the best when it comes to quality, because they consume what they grow and what they produce. So that's the most important thing. June Dairy Month, we are in it officially today. What are some of those activities?
Oh, June Dairy Month. It's probably one of the most exciting months in the dairy industry. It's been a tradition that's been around since 1937. Where dairy farmers, dairy producers all across the country are celebrating that. Maybe it's a little bit motivation to, you know, add a little bit extra cheese to your salad as you have lunch, or, you know, maybe grab a glass of milk. Did you know that an 8-ounce glass of milk has as much protein as one egg?
No, I didn't know that, actually.
Something that I just learned. But, yeah, in addition, milk is a great protein powerhouse, so good way to incorporate into your diet.
Even when I had my Nestle Quick?
Absolutely. It's milk.
That's my favorite part. Any other activities you want to highlight?
You know, being a dairy farm, we are a local. Milk is a local food. Being in Pontiac, our milk heads over to Peoria, where it's pasteurized at the Prairie Farms plant. And then it heads to our grocery stores, you know, within 48 hours. So it's very cool. One activity that I would like to highlight, we are having a breakfast on the farm this Saturday over at Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury, Illinois. So if that's something people are interested in, I encourage them to find us on Facebook. We have information out there, but you can tour their operation and enjoy breakfast for $1.
Ooh, that is a great deal. What do you get for that dollar?
Biscuits and gravy, scrambled
eggs.
Oh, my
goodness.
Milk, of course.
Of course.
And orange juice.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic. Where is that at again? That's at Kilgus Farms?
Kilgus Farms, yeah. There in Fairbury, yes.
All right, fantastic. Mary Mackinson Faber, our guest on our Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.